We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I thought the staff did a great job. Players didn't flinch, and we just kept playing, you know, one moment after another moment and one play at a time. And I thought the execution was really, really high that last drive in particular, but we finished it off in the red zone there and the way that we handled that situational football. So, and then T-Bass coming out there to put it away was great.
That's Sean McDermott. Great job on the end of the game there. I mean, just perfection. Everyone knowing what they're supposed to do. A great job by Devin Singletary, knowing to go down. Allen knowing to get the QB sneak and not go in the end zone. Great job all around. Two smart teams, I thought, in that moment. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's get a couple calls in before we hit the top of the hour. Let's go to Kevin in Buffalo. You're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good, of course.
Happy Tuesday. Couple quick points. Number one, as far as coaching, for as bad as we were against Miami, as far as time management at the end of both halves, really, in my opinion, I think we're equally as good at the end of this game on the time management side. And kudos, you know, to them to pick that up and be able to run that clock out and get the last play. That's number one. As far as Crowder and Cook, I'll start with Cook. The guy was the number one rated passing running back coming out of college, which is why we went after him. All right, and the guy has tremendous skills. He has tremendous burst speed out of the 0 to 60 out of the gate. The reason why he's not in there right now, in the post game press conference with the OC, it was a very diplomatic answer that he had, but it is really because he's dropping some of these balls. And you did make a good point with regards to, well, you know, so does Singletary. So does, but these guys, as veterans, they've earned their spot. They know, he dropped one. He's going to get another one. Diggs missed a touchdown pass the other day. They've been in the league. He had a fumble. He's not going to get another one. In my opinion, Cook right now, he's in a little bit of a slump, almost like a batter would be in baseball. He has a couple of drops. It's in his head. He's young. And I think he's going to be – I think that fumble on his first play, there's been a lot of running backs that that's happened to throughout the league. And I think it might make him stronger in the long run, all right? But I do think that you do have to kind of get him the ball a little more to help him get out of that funk. That being said, I don't think that it matters what running back you have in there. We can have Henry. And our run blocking right now is one of the worst in the league. So, you know, that being said, it doesn't matter. We need to get that run blocking tighter, you know, no matter who's running the ball.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I think that's the best point I've actually heard all day, is because I think that way, but sometimes I don't say it. So want to co-sign what Kevin just said. It really doesn't matter who's in at running back. For me, it's more about Cook at receiver anyway. But, yeah, it's run blocking. I heard a stat this morning, I think Jeremy mentioned on the morning show, about the run blocking, Kevin, that the Bills have faced the number one, the number two, the number three, and the number eight teams in the league in run stop rate. So I think the Ravens are number eight, and then the Dolphins, Titans, and Rams are all the top three teams in the NFL at stopping the run. And maybe part of that is they played the Bills, but not all of it, because there's three other games in there. So here come the Steelers, who are 29th in that category. So maybe the run blocking struggles has been a little over exaggerated just because they've played four of the best teams in the league that stop the run. So we'll see. I don't really care who they play at running back. For me, it's more about Cook in the McKenzie gadget role, receiver, creative ways to get him the football. But I think you make a lot of good points. That was Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. More calls on the other side, and then we'll get to AFC Tuesday Tiers, Week 5 edition. Coming up here in the Extra Point Show, Joe DiBiase and WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.